That's kind of where we sit as far as the Browns are concerned. I'm looking forward to next week. I think we're out there for at least one day for camp. Friday, I think, is the first day that fans can go out there. So that should be exciting for you, too. I enjoy. I mean, it's just you can see the transition that's happening out there in Berea, too, for anyone that's ever been out there for camp and all the land that the Browns have acquired on the other side of the street. And you can see how big that complex is going to be when it's all said and done. I'll be honest with you, as far as the Browns facility, which, you know, let's face it, for us as fans, we just kind of drive by and we're like, oh, that's where the Browns practice. Well, that facility is about to become so much more than, I'm not talking about the dome. I'm talking about the practice facility. And I'm like truly and genuinely excited to see what they do with that stadium that they're building there on the Browns cross country mortgage campus. To see what they do there, because you know that's going to be an opportunity. I believe that Berea Mid Park is moving over there. The Titans are going to start playing their home games on that Browns site, and you would think that you'd get to see some more high school football games on that site too. And the Browns have been just gigantic proponents of girls flag football, and obviously we all saw that last week that is going to be a state sanctioned sport. Jeff.
And with that, congratulations to the city of Brook Park.
Yes.
New home of the High School Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I just saw Bernie was wearing his
relocating, and they're going to build a facility out there and everything else. So they've got some things going on.
It was in Canton, though, before, too. So it's
correct.
That's kind of a little bit of a bummer for the folks in Canton.
Good for Mayor Ed Orcott and his staff.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So does that, I didn't catch it, and correct me if I'm wrong. Is that new High School Hall of Fame, you're looking at me. If you don't know the answer, just say, I don't know the answer. It's okay. Is that going to be a part of the new dome?
I don't know that.
Project?
When they're supposed to build a new facility for it.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I don't know that, off the top of
your head. It's a great place. You know, Northeast Ohio is a great place to have a High School Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I'm just wondering I was trying to think of High School Football Hall of Famers. I think it's tough to judge. How do you judge a High School Football Hall of Famer?
Put Derrick Henry in and call it a day.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if someone said to you, who's the best high school football player you've ever seen?
Oh, boy.
That's a tough one. There are two things that I'll always remember. Robert Smith playing that first national.
Robert was really good.
Playing that first nationally televised game, which was on Sports Channel America at the time, which eventually would become what Fox Sports Ohio and somewhere down the road a lot. And I do believe that like, I remember going, wow, they're showing a high school game nationally on a Friday night. I just thought it might have actually been a Saturday night. I can't remember if it was a Friday or Saturday, because for a long time the state wouldn't let you televise games on Friday night live. But between that and Andy Katzenmoyer, to me, I just to watch him play at Westerville Style, I've never, ever, ever seen a high school athlete dominate a game the way he did. Oh, although I will tell you, Bo Jackson looked pretty good the last couple years watching him play around town here, and he's going to look great for Ohio State coming up too. So just to kind of go through a couple of eras of football, so very good for them as well. Going back to what Mike Florio said and kind of double down on what I was saying there, Jeff, that if you're Kevin Stefanski, that Flacco is probably going to be your starting quarterback week one, whether you like it or not. He kind of alluded to the same things that I was saying.
Well, I disagree with both of you.
Well, that's okay. You know, you can always be wrong. It's okay.
It's not that I don't think that will happen. My thought is I don't want it to happen. I just think it's a short-term Band-Aid. I'm looking for more of a possible long-term quarterback. That's it. I'm hoping they can possibly find a long-term guy this year. And it could end up being Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, and that would fit with your scenario and what Mike said. You start with Flacco, and then when the rookie is ready, whichever one it is, you put him in there. But I think the guy that might have the best opportunity to be the long term answer is Pickett.
Did you? I thought it was interesting. He thought that Pickett wouldn't be here when camp started.
Yes, he did.
I don't think there are going to be four quarterbacks on this roster when it starts.
I do.
And I don't think, I think it's against the grade.
I think there will be when training camp starts.
And yeah, no, when training camp starts, yes, agree with that.
Through the preseason, yeah. I think there certainly will be. And I wonder if longer than that.
So one of two things is going to happen. And I'm not wishing this on anybody, trust me. One of the Browns quarterbacks gets injured and can't isn't 100% and won't be ready for the regular season.
Well, Andy, that's the easy solution to the problem.
But, and maybe that's why you're better off having four here right now anyway. Or
why do I see Rodney Dangerfield? Oh, my arm!
You, with the golf shoes on, come in and putt for me. Or there's going to be a team that is desperate for a number two. And when I mean desperate, I mean desperate.
Yeah, but see, if the Browns think that one of the veterans can play, I'm hard pressed to think why would you trade him?
Well, because you're saying you think that one of the veterans can play and you want to hang on to the two young guys. You don't need both. You really only need one. Some teams only carry two quarterbacks.
Yeah, except for one thing. If you want a chance to win this year and you don't deem either one of your rookies ready to take the football field anytime soon, I think you need both of those veterans. Otherwise, if the rookies aren't ready, and by the way, I still think Dylan Gabriel is going to show that he is. So we'll stay tuned on that.
Sounds like they're going to give him the opportunity.
Sure
that's
does.
For sure.
Yeah.
And by the way he was drafted, he is in line to get that opportunity. So I think that's something that is definitely in line. So in fact, when we talk about the line, what is it? Give us your Browns quarterback power rankings going into camp. You rank them 1, 2, 3, 4. You tell us, are we nuts? Are we right? Are we wrong? Or how do you want to see this thing play out? Maybe it isn't 4. Maybe it's 3. Maybe it's only 2. But the options are there with a team with 5 quarterbacks that's on it and 4 are active to be able to play here in the preseason. So give us your QB power rankings for the Browns. We're going to do that next. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.